Welcome to Player Pass, your weekly Xbox Game Pass podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Fouché, and along with me is my co-host, Justin Summers. We're here to let you know what games you should be playing on Game Pass this week. So, Tank, how you doing this week?
Man, I'm doing good. Good to be back and get another episode going. We missed a week last week, and during that time, or actually a little bit after that week, you finally had baby Fouché come along, so congratulations on that.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been... last week was kind of a crazy week where both of us were just pretty busy, and yeah, the baby wasn't here yet, but it wasn't long till he got here. We finally, it is a boy, so
yeah,
he's with us now, and everything is good, and both mama and son are healthy, so yeah, it's good news.
That's good, but yeah, we got a good episode this week. We're doing our quarterly breakdown of Game Pass and the games that have come and gone throughout these last 3 months. So I'm excited to kind of talk some of the games that have been highlights of the month and some of the ones that maybe didn't hit quite as hard. So I'm excited about this week's episode.
Yeah, I'm always excited, like when we look back at each quarter of Game Pass and just kind of see what we think about what's been going on. It is a good reminder of all the games we've played and just what value we're getting out of Game Pass. And I really enjoy looking back at that and seeing what we've been playing. But first thing is, there is some pretty big news this week, and that's that cloud gaming is now available for Xbox Game Pass Ultimate members on Apple products. So that was pretty huge.
Yeah, you sent me that link today from where Xbox, I don't know if it was Xbox or it was Xbox Game Pass, that posted that on Twitter. And I didn't play it much. I just downloaded, or I went to the link and then got it set up on my phone and tried it just for a minute, but I think it's going to be a really huge, I mean, I know a lot of people on Androids and some of the select few have had, you know, some access and stuff, but for us not being able to do it yet, just being able to go into Game Pass and launch a game on your phone was pretty cool.
Yeah. And this is something I'm pretty excited about. I hadn't had a ton of time to really get down and play some games, but I've played some of the ones with touch controls since I don't have a compatible controller with this yet. But I like where it's at, and just like it really gives you that opportunity. Like it, I noticed a little bit of a lag, but I was also running some other stuff on my Wi-Fi at the time. But yeah, this update that they've done, it lets you play on Windows PCs, Apple iPhones and iPads, as well as Microsoft Edge, Google Chrome, and Apple Safari browser. So you can also play this on pretty much anything you can get those browsers on. And so
yeah, that's, so now it's set up. I mean, you can play Game Pass pretty much anywhere now that they've added all these different devices and things where you can play. And that's, so you can take Game Pass anywhere now. And it seems to work fairly well. Like the touch controls, you know, for certain games, it's going to be kind of hard to use touch controls. Obviously, because it's, you know, it's just kind of limited to what you can do. But a lot of the games that are in Game Pass, touch controls are going to be just fine and give you all the abilities and the movements that you need through it. So I'm kind of looking forward to kind of jumping into some of those on my iPhone just to see how some of them play.
Yeah, I think I played like three separate games just for a second. I jumped into Banjo-Kazooie, just tried it. Platformers are going to be a little tough on that touch controls, and of course the only ones I played were touch control. And then I played some Octopath Traveler. That one was released on there like this past week, I believe. And RPGs are great games for it, because even if you have that stuttering, like it's not that dependent. The gameplay is not dependent on just like frame rate and stuff like that. So, and you don't have to be super precise. And then a one that was really good that I played was what's the name of that cloud game I've been playing? Rain on Your Parade. Yeah, and like that one's also a pretty like low skill. You don't have to be like super quick reflexes to play that one. So it was like I played through a few levels of that, and at that point it felt like a great mobile game, just because it was like it is a full game that you can play just on your touchscreen device. So yeah, that I'm really really looking forward to jumping into that more and just seeing, like, I want to test and see how good Wi-Fi, you need to be on to really get good use out of that.
Yeah, so I'm definitely ready to jump into some of that. That was definitely some of the biggest news of the day. We've got some more news coming for this episode, but that was definitely the biggest. Some of the other news we got was the games with gold for July have been announced. We'll kind of run through those real quick. I don't know a lot about really any of these, Fouché, but the first one was Planet Alpha. It'll be available July 1st through the 31st.
Yeah, I looked at that one. It looked kind of, it was like a side-scrolling platformer. I'm not sure. It gave me vibes of kind of like Max and the Brotherhood.
Yeah, I say this was the only one that I really looked, saw something on. You saw it and then kind of looked into it just based off of the artwork for the design of it. But it looked like one that I would give a try for sure. I mean, I'll try any of them, but it was the one that was the most caught my attention the most.
And then Rock of Ages 3, Make and Break. I'm not really sure what that game is. It looked kind of just crazy. So that's one, I'm not even going to try to explain it. You got to go look at a trailer of that one. But it looked like it could be fun. And the other two games are older games. Conquer Live and Reloaded, that was an original. Well, this is actually a Nintendo 64 game that was remade for the original Xbox, and so that one's going to be on there. Just kind of a crude, it's like Banjo Kazooie but much more crude. And then it's the same people that made Banjo Kazooie. And then Midway Arcade's Origins, that's if you really like 80s style arcade games, it's just like a bunch of those. So that's not the worst Games of Gold month, but there's some unique games on there.
So anytime they add games, sometimes, as we're going to talk about today, sometimes they're not quite on the level as others, but anytime there's something new, somebody's going to enjoy it. So make sure you get in there and check those out coming at the beginning of the month. The other news is the games that are coming soon to Xbox Game Pass. There's actually a couple of these. Well, mainly one that I'm excited about that I know a good bit about. The other ones, I know some about some of them. But yeah, let's get into those real quick, Fouché. What's some of the first ones we got coming soon to Xbox Game Pass?
Since we were a little late since we didn't have the episode last week, a lot of these have been added already. So if you go on there now, you can see Worms Rumble is on there. Iron Harvest is on your PC. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit will already be on there. Another PC game named Proteus. And then, so those games were already added, so you can go check them out now. But then there's going to be four more games that are coming. And this first one for me is the one I'm most excited about, and that's Bug Fables, The Everlasting Sapling. So this is a ID at Xbox game, and it is... The reason I want to play it is it's kind of a spiritual successor to the original Paper Mario.
Yeah.
So that's I've heard good things about it, and I kind of forgot about the game, but now that it's coming to Game Pass, that's one I'm gonna want to jump into.
Yeah, I figured I knew a little bit about Bug Fables, and I figured it would be one that you'd be ready to hop in. The one that I'm mostly excited about is Gang Beasts. I've watched a lot of videos on this game, and it's kind of like the Animal Party game that was announced at E3. It's similar to that. You and some friends get in there, and you have these little obstacles. You try to throw each other off the map and all over the sides of stuff. It's like a brutal slapstick fight game where you're just trying to be king of the hill pretty much on most modes. Now, there may be different modes that I haven't seen, but most of the modes I've seen is you're just trying to survive the level and get the people you're playing with off the level. So it normally makes for a lot of fun, a lot of laughs when you're playing games like this, just because the movements are so hilarious. So it's one that I'm really looking forward to. The last two that are coming, or that'll be here day one or July 1st, will be Immortal Realms, Vampire Wars, and then Limbo. I remember seeing something on Limbo. I'm pretty sure, it's an indie game. It's an award-winning indie game, apparently. that is critically acclaimed for its captivating puzzle design and immersive sound and visuals. I've watched some videos on it, and it does look, it reminds you a lot of the that Inside game that we've talked about before. But yeah, it's one that I'm kind of intrigued by as well.
Yeah, it I've actually played, I think I hadn't played this one. Limbo and another game, I believe it's Inside, were made by the same people.
And
we talked about those recently because that's the same people that, you remember that game that came out at E3, or they announced with the aliens and stuff?
Yeah, it's the creator split, right?
And they split off, and one of them is making that game, and then there's another game the other guy was making that's a little further off. So yeah, and that is a highly, it's a critically acclaimed, and I've heard a lot of good things about that game.
Yeah, once I saw it, it reminded me of the Inside game. I don't know if Mike was coming through a while ago, but yeah, it reminded me of Inside when I saw the video of it. So that's one that I'll definitely be looking forward to jumping into.
Yeah, and then we got a few that are leaving, and sorry that you got 2 days. Well, no, by the time this comes out, you got 1 day to play these, but. That's Battle Chasers Night War. I did play that one a little bit. It was an RPG that was a little underwhelming. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. Mist Over. Is it just on the PC? Monster Hunter World. I had that one downloaded for the longest time. Just never got into it. Out of the Park Baseball 21. Another PC game. Outer Wilds. Soul Calibur 6. And The Messenger. So, yeah, Well, one thing you can do is if you are playing those games, you can get that discount before they're gone today as you listen to this.
The other news just from this tab that we have here is the Disney Plus deal is still going on. You get a 30-day free trial with Disney Plus if you've never been a Disney Plus subscriber before. So if you haven't and you're kind of thinking about it, you have, I don't know when, we talked about when it ends, but you still have a little while before it actually ends. But just don't forget that if you're thinking about doing that, don't forget about it. It is still available. So,
yeah. And something about the Space Jam game is on here too. It's like a perk, but I didn't think that game was out yet. So I'm a little confused about that. But there is, you can get a perk for it from between July the 1st and 15th. I'm just a little confused. I didn't know that game was available. Maybe that's a free-to-play game. That's probably what it is, and it's not through Game Pass. But yeah, I think that's about all the news that we got this week. So we're going to move on into what we thought about this second quarter of the year and how good or not good that we thought it was. So was there anything that stood out to you this past 3 months, Tank, of something? Give me a game that you were most excited about this past 3 months.
I mean, I had this second quarter of the year, I didn't have time to play as many new games as I did the first quarter. The first quarter, I felt like I got to play so many new games and got to, not necessarily 100%, but play through completely multiple games. This time I only got to play through maybe one or two, and then kind of try out a couple others. But some of the ones I've really been enjoying so far, just from what's been brought on, is Knockout City. We've had some fun playing that. We've played. We did an episode on Maneater. I actually jumped into that after your episode and have enjoyed that. SnowRunner has been a lot of fun. I haven't got to play it as much as I liked, but we had a really good time when we jumped into that. Let's see here. Looking through the list, there was a. I'm getting into Octopath Traveler. I just saw it and it jumped in my head. Psychonauts. I'm ready. I'm gonna do the playthrough of Psychonauts just for getting to kind of prequel the second one that's coming out. So I'm really really excited about that one. Glad that one is gonna be there, and then. Mainly the other one that we spent a good bit of time on was Second Extinction. That was a game that we haven't really been back to since our episode, but it was one that I had a blast that when me and you did our playthrough on that. It was one that I really enjoyed jumping into and playing. So there's been a lot of good games this quarter. They haven't played as many games this quarter, but there has been a lot of good games that have been added and brought in.
Yeah, I agree. This has been kind of a strange quarter for me because I've played a lot of these games and I've played them a good bit, but I haven't played any big games from this time because there really wasn't that many AAA games in my opinion, or at least ones that kind of directed towards me. I guess a AAA game, like it started the quarter out with Outriders, and we did try that one, but we were both a little... I know you weren't crazy about the gameplay. I was okay with that, but then our online experience was just really bad.
Yeah, I mean, as far as that game, like when I did the solo, you know, I was enjoying the story. It's hard for me to go to a shooter game once I've played. I mean, Call of Duty and Apex kind of ruin you to an extent when you jump into a shooter game, unless it's really polished and your movement's really good, because it's hard to not have good movement after playing games like that where you do have such good movement. So that was just kind of a downside for me. I was still enjoying the game. What broke me was the multiplayer experience we had on that game, and I haven't even been willing to jump back into it. I'm sure they've made some updates and some fixes for that, but that was just a miserable experience I had when we tried to play that game co-op, and it's just kind of got me turned off to it for now. But I do plan on jumping into it because I know it's supposed to be a super fun game, especially in co-op mode. So I'm hoping we can get back into it if they've kind of got stuff figured out. But yeah, that was a rough start to the quarter for me when we started on that game on Outriders.
Yeah, it was like I was super happy to hear about that game, and I liked what I played, like story wise, like it was very interesting concept. It's been done before, but I always kind of like those concepts. But yeah, maybe one day it'll get to where it's playable for us. And then probably the biggest game, in my opinion, this quarter was the biggest surprise was MLB The Show 21.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Just because like nobody was, I'd heard a little chatter like maybe that could happen, but since that was just really a PlayStation game, so that was just like that's a $70 game for PlayStation 5, and so just to get that for your included with your monthly subscription to Game Pass it was just insane. And so that's probably the biggest one in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That's definitely the biggest get, I believe. It may not be the most popular for a lot of Game Pass fans, but if you're a sports fan, I mean, we have friends that have been playing that game a lot, and they're not even they're not even Game Pass members or subscribers. So, that was a huge game for Game Pass to be able to get that. And I haven't played it as much as I figured I would, just because, like I said, I haven't had as much time as I would have liked. And when I have, I've been playing other things. So, that was a super game pickup for Game Pass, and I'm glad they were able to make that happen, to bring that type of value into Game Pass.
Yeah, and then but other than that, like I guess you have some more AAA games that are just a little older, like Just Cause 4, and I'm not even sure. For Honor is a nice looking game. I couldn't tell you if that's a AAA game or not. But they did kind of near the end of the month added Yakuza Like a Dragon, and that's a big deal. They added that one around E3, and so that's also a big get. But
the extra added Bethesda games was a big deal, even though they were older titles for the most part. They were big gets for Game Pass, just adding those. I think it was like seven or maybe six more Bethesda titles.
Yeah, it's six more, and four of those are PC only. I would have loved. It would have been hard. Those original Fallout games are very...
Yeah, they'd be tough.
Yeah, it's like a point... Not exactly point and click, but it is a lot of that. So it would have been... They're bringing Diablo 2 over to Xbox. It's not going to be on Game Pass, but they can get those kind of games on Xbox. Someday they might end up doing that. And near the end of the month, like we said, these past 2 weeks, like we've been busy this whole time, but especially this past 2 weeks, And during that time, Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance came out. And that's a game I'm wanting us to get into. I know that might not be exactly up your alley, Tank, but I think this one is more action-oriented. So you might end up enjoying this one. We're going to
I'll give it a go.
Try to jump into that and see what it's like. But I'm excited for that game when we can actually get a chance to play.
Get some time for sure. Yeah, I'll definitely be down to give that a try.
But yeah, those are some of the highlights of what we thought was the games that came to. But then there was also, with that, there were games that left. And this was, I thought this was kind of interesting. I looked at how many games came and left. So there were 40 games that were added this quarter, but 49 games that were removed. And so that is, we lost more than we gained, which is not exactly telling, because I think there was like 6 or 7 of those games were old sports games that were the newest version were put out, and they just like from EA Play, they just dumped all their old ones out for the new ones. But I did find this interesting that on the Metacritic, take this for what you will, is that the ones that were added averaged up all the scores for an average of 78.3, and the games that left were added up to 79.5. So it's the games that left were a point total higher on Metacritic than the games that were added. So if you take a lot of, if you think Metacritic's that important, which a lot of people don't, then it seems like we had a little more value taken away than added this time. So take that what you will. Were there any games that you were sad to see go, Tank?
Yeah, sorry, my headset cut out there for a second, so I wasn't sure if you were asking me a question or not. But yeah, there's definitely some that I either, you know, never didn't get the chance to play or missed the chance to play. That West 4 Dead game, I don't know if it was a good game or not, but it was one that I was planning on playing and just ran out of time, didn't get around to it. So I do hate that I missed that one. How great of a game it was, but it was one that I was looking forward to playing. Of course, the Kingdom Hearts game that were taken off. Kingdom Hearts is by far some of my favorite games of all time. So just that hurts to see them go, even though I didn't really spend much time playing those recently on Game Pass. Deliver Us the Moon, that was one that I played through. I did a game review on, and also played through it on Twitch. So I did get to finish it, but it was one that I hated to see go, just because if I did want to do a playback, or you know, if people hadn't had a chance to play it, I wish they would have gotten a chance to play that. And then let me see, maybe past the so let's see, there's the, that was the last one that left in April. So yeah, I other than that, I mean, a lot of the ones that left were games that, I mean, there were some that I wanted to play that I just didn't quite get around to. But for the most part, the ones that did leave, there were some good games that you know, you're sad to see go, but for the most part, I either played the ones that I wanted to play or just missed out on games that I didn't really know much about. So
yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. Like there was a few games I'd had downloaded that I just missed out on, but there was nothing, you know, that we lost. Final Fantasy IX, that was probably the one I was most like sad to see go, but it's kind of okay because I've beaten that game like 3 times, so it's not that big a deal. And the same with Kingdom Hearts, like those are like I might have really messed up there. There's a little prologue thing in that one that I meant to beat, and I've totally forgot about that. It's like a 2-hour gameplay thing that leads you right into Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, 2.8. Yeah.
Yep. Darn. But yeah. Other than that, I'm kind of sad about these that are leaving tomorrow. And that's the Outer Wilds and Monster Hunter World. Monster Hunter World, I've heard a lot about it, and you've played a little bit. But the thing like that kept me from playing that game is I hear people talk about it and they talk about putting over 1,000 hours into that game. So I'm like, man, no, I can't. I got so many other good games on here that I don't want to just only play that.
It is definitely a game that can, because I don't remember which Monster Hunter it was that I started with. I started somewhere in the middle of the franchise. I don't remember which one. And when at the time when I was playing it, I was trying to get, you know, I would have been all in, but I was on the road a lot working and I couldn't get it to work a lot of time in certain places that I was at. So I wasn't able to, you know, really sink the time into it that I was trying to. But I could definitely see us, both of us, especially you, if you get hooked on something like that, that you could dump some hours into it. But yeah, Outer Wilds is one that I've actually spent a little bit of time on. I haven't spent as much time as I would have liked to, so that would be one that I hate to see go. But I have spent some time playing that game, and it has been fun.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm actually when I went back through this, I kind of I missed out, or I didn't notice that there was that many sports games that left. So when my mic might have been cut out when I was talking about this when. The sports games I said were leaving, like just multiples were dumped before they got to the newest version. Like I said, it was maybe 6 or 7. It's actually,
oh, it's a bunch.
Yeah, it's like 13 actually. Yeah. So
when you factor that into your list, it's, you know, we actually got more than we lost based on the franchises. Because I mean, we lost like 6 Maddens or 5 Maddens, but we got the brand new Madden. So.
It's 5 like Maddens, 4 FIFAs,
2 so, NBAs. Yeah, so it's I think overall, I mean, we may have actually lost more than we gained, but like you said, we gained. I would happily give up 5 Maddens to get the brand new Madden. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think overall it was a pretty balanced year. They took our quarter. I mean, they took away about as many as they added, but you know, most of the ones they took away, I weren't too attached to or too upset with. So I think the way they've handled this quarter has been pretty good, and honestly the best quarters are yet to come, I believe. We've got some big stuff happening over these next 6 months, so
yeah, that was the one thing about this second quarter is this is usually just not a great time for video games as in general. And so like it's usually like a big time for news, and so we'll hear stuff that's coming out in the future and stuff like that. But we actually got some really good stuff to hold us over until the really intense, maybe end of third quarter and especially the fourth quarter that's going to be this year, with a lot of because at the time we're still lacking in the first party development stuff. But that was, if you watched E3, you know that it's just it's going to come a flood of first party stuff before we know it, and it's all going to be on Game Pass.
It's going to be these next, like I said, these next 6 months will be, which, like you said, there has been a lot of games that are going to be coming in this next quarter before the final quarter of the year that is kind of got a lot of people excited for certain things. So I'm looking, you know, I think they did a really good job, like this quarter, bringing us news, letting us know what's coming, but they also brought us some titles or going to bring us some titles coming earlier that people kind of just weren't expecting. So I think overall this is, it's been a good quarter, you know, better than expected, I think, for most people, as far as video games go. Cause when you think about it, summertime is not the best business time for business as far as video game developers go, just because it's, you know, summertime, people are traveling, people are outside. The only thing they really have going for them is, you know, people are out of school. But I think they did a good job getting the word out there of what's coming and getting some titles out there sooner than people expected, especially with the kind of lack of a year they had last year. They kind of got people excited for these things that are coming. So,
yeah, I'm really excited to see this next two quarters of this year. But just kind of looking back on, I kind of looked at the games that I played throughout this quarter. So not necessarily, these weren't necessarily released in this quarter, but just to kind of talk about the value of Game Pass, that I was able to play all these games, and that, let's see, I played 8 games that I really enjoyed this at least 8 games that I really enjoyed, like just in this past quarter. So we've talked about some of these on our earlier episodes and stuff, but stuff like the Tourist, like I really enjoyed that game, and it was a quick playthrough that was I was able to 100%, and like some games like Celeste that had been on there for a long time, but I was able to jump back into and play some more, and really get a lot out of that. And there's games like Spiritfarer. I've talked about it a good bit. And then if you go back and listen to Tank just mentioned Maneater earlier, like that's a game that was added fairly recently and that I was able to play through, but really enjoy and get a lot of playtime out of a game that just like I wouldn't have ever bought. Like all of these games that I've mentioned, I don't think I would have bought any of them, but I've really enjoyed playing in my time with every one of them. I mentioned over the past few episodes, Wild at Heart and Dragon Quest Builders 2. Dragon Quest Builders 2, if I had seen that one on sale, I think that would have been maybe the only game that I would have bought from these. And so, because I did play that first one. But these are games that I've liked better than all those games I mentioned. I've liked them a lot better than a lot of games I've paid $60 for. And so that's the real value I see in Game Pass, is that I think every one of those is a indie developer or maybe an indie game, and except Dragon Quest Builders 2. And so they're games I wouldn't play, but I've been able to enjoy them a lot.
Yeah, so that's definitely where you get the most value out of Game Pass, in my opinion. It's just getting to play these titles that you would have never spent money on to play before, because there's been, like, most of the games that I've played through in Game Pass, I would have never bought Deliver Us the Moon, and it turned out to be one of, you know, had a super great story. It's one of the games that my favorite games of the year that I played. So just being able to get in there and find these games, these, you know, indie games, these games that are lesser known, that you can play for free. Because there's so many in there that you don't really know what you're going to get until you try. Now, I've jumped into some and not had a good time at all with them and just got out of them. So, I mean, there's going to be some in there that just aren't for you. But there's so many titles in there that once you get in there and start downloading games and jumping into them, you're going to find some that you didn't expect to like that you end up loving. So that's definitely one of the biggest upsides to having Game Pass and playing these games.
Oh, yeah. And how much better do you feel after playing a game that you didn't like and knowing you didn't pay $20 for it or something?
Yeah, I have done that before. I've dropped $50 on some games before and like, man, this game is terrible. I hate this game.
Oh, yeah. I have definitely been there. I think back to Too Human. I think it's free on Xbox now. It was so terrible that everybody was just like, here, you could just have it. And yeah, I dropped like $60 on that game, and that was rough. It was supposed to be like a game changer of video games forever, but it was not that. We think it's been a pretty good quarter. Maybe not the best for like AAA stuff, but that stuff's coming, especially when like Bethesda and some more Microsoft Studios coming out with the things they've been working on for the past few years. We get to really see some of those acquisitions they've been having pay out in the future. And so what about some other games you've been playing? Dang.
Man, mostly here lately, this week and actually the last 2 weeks, I've mostly spent time, when I'm playing games, it's mostly been Apex and Rocket League. I spent a little time in I had it pulled up a while ago, but I cannot even remember what game it is. Trailmakers. I tried to jump back into that. I didn't play it long, but it's a little. So far, it kind of glitched on me one time, and I got stuck, not getting told what to do. Then the second time, I just kind of ran out of time when I was playing it. But there's I have a lot of them loaded up on my Xbox that I'm ready to play. It's just getting that time to actually jump in and dive into some of these. But yeah, these next week or so, I'll be definitely playing a lot of Apex, because they're doing a throwback event called Genesis that is taking us to the original taking us back to the original maps that were brought out, you know, on launch day, and then there's two original. There's one original map that was there day one, and then when they introduced a new map, they're taking us back to its first version before they did all the updates and upgrades to that map. So I'll be spending a lot of time playing that probably this next week or so, just to kind of get that nostalgia feel for the beginning of Apex. But yeah, what about you? What have you kind of had time to play this week?
So yeah, like over the past 2 weeks, I guess I jumped into Psychonauts a little bit more and played maybe an hour and a half of that. And it started, like the first hour of it was pretty good, but then the more I jumped into it, like it got better and better. And the game's really, it's really funny. I've talked about funny games on here before, and I feel like maybe I've just gotten lucky with picking games that are funny, because I've played video games for a long time that have tried to been funny, and it usually falls super flat. But the Psychonauts is really good. Just like, you can tell it's a 20-year-old game, but the writing doesn't feel old. Like, the writing's still good and stuff, so, and it's still really, really funny. I played some Nier Automata, jumped a little more into that, got a little bit further. I do want to finally sit down. That game is actually on touch controls for the iPhone and stuff now, or cloud gaming, so that one's going to be tough. Like, there's times you're pressing like three or four buttons at the same time. So
yeah, that'll be a little hard to do without.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough controller on there. But the game I've been playing the most here lately is Superland, and I don't know. I think I downloaded it a long time ago and just hadn't jumped into it, and I was finally like, well, I'll just play it. But that's what I've been playing up late at night with my son, just laying in my lap, and so it's something I can play by myself and like not have to yell at Apex or anything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's really fun though. Like, when I first started playing, I thought it was a game that was made, like, it really felt like one of those games that people make with a game that's supposed to make other games. I don't know, like Dreams. There was a game that first came out on the Xbox One that was free to download there, where you could make your own video games in it, and there were like a bunch of them on there, and you play one that was fun for like 10 minutes that probably took this person forever to make. And so that's kind of what it felt like, but then it really just started adding more and more stuff to it. And like, you got more items and more abilities to really open up the world. And like, it's an open world game with some platforming and a lot of puzzles. Like, the further you get into the game, the harder these puzzles get. And like, it's really, really satisfying. Like, it does a really good job of, like, they hide stuff in certain places where, like, you feel like, I know I'm breaking the game right now. I'm not supposed to be here. Like I'm so good at the game. Like, I got somewhere I'm not supposed to be. But then there's, like, a hidden item back there. So, like, it really rewards you for, like, finding ways to, yeah, it feels like you're breaking the game, but it's, that's what they want you to feel like. So it does a really good job at that. I've been really liking that game. And then, I think that's about it. We played those old Apex maps for about an hour earlier today.
I think I played for another hour and a half or so after you got off, just dropping Skulltown hot every time, loving it. There's nothing like that. If you play Apex, you know what I'm talking about. So, but yeah, it was good to get back on the podcast this week and kind of just look back at this last quarter to see all the things that we enjoyed and the things that are coming up. But if you enjoy the podcast, make sure and like us on all of our socials. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. It's Play or Pass Pod. We post a lot of content there and keep you up to date with the podcast stuff. And make sure and subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcast. But we hope you've enjoyed the show this week.
And so, yeah, this next month we're going to be looking at some indie games. So if you have any suggestions for some games you want to hear about, you might can get those into us, and we'll look at getting those by the end of the month, having some time to really play with those games that you suggest. And then, but just in the meantime, leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And we hope to see you back here next week. Hope you have a good week.
That's it. We'll see y'all.